Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And during last week, there was very little economic data released internationally or locally. So this discussion should be fairly brief. I think internationally we can focus on some of the US inflation data, particularly their core PCE numbers that were released on Wednesday. Also, I think it's useful to have a look at the minutes of the previous FOMC meeting to give us an understanding of the approach the Federal Reserve is likely to adopt in the early part of next year. In terms of South Africa's data, we did have an update on the trade balance and the private sector credit growth, but I think the most interesting was the update on South Africa's PPI inflation numbers, which have gone into deflation. And I think we need to look at that within the context of South Africa's CPI data as well as the interest rate debate. So let's start with a discussion on the US core PC inflation data for the month of October that was released last week. Unfortunately, overall, the underlying inflation rate in the US remains elevated. Core PC inflation came out at 2.8%, and while that was in line with expectation, it's clearly struggling to make meaningful progress. Core PC inflation has been range bound at a low of 2.6 at a high of 2.9% in all of the last 6 or 7 months. In other words, despite the persistence of relatively high interest rates, the underlying inflation rate in the US has struggled to move below 2.5% on any consistent basis and is clearly struggling to get down to the target of 2%. Equally, if we looked at the headline inflation data and we stripped out energy and food to give us the core number, that remains at over 3% and has been at over 3% for quite some time. And so clearly there is a concern that while there has been significant progress in getting US inflation under control, it's the last bit that is proving to be problematic. That bit that takes your inflation rate much closer to 2% and therefore justifies a meaningful reduction in interest rates. If we take that data and couple it with what the FOMC minutes suggest, then the argument coming from the Federal Reserve is that they need to be fairly cautious. They can adopt a gradual approach to the reduction of interest rates, and they certainly don't have to be in a hurry to take interest rates significantly lower. They've clearly embarked on the interest rate cutting cycle, and there's the prospect that they could cut again further when they meet on the 18th of December. But the minutes of the FOMC meeting highlight that while the economy is doing quite well and economic data is fairly strong, while you've got this uncertainty about what the Trump administration is likely to implement in terms of import duties and other measures, then they need to be fairly cautious and therefore they can adopt a gradual approach to further reduction in interest rates. That doesn't mean that they'll stop cutting interest rates. I think it just means that they won't be looking to reduce rates at every meeting in the early part of next year. They would rather adopt a wait and see, and in particular evaluate not just the underlying strength of the US economy, but the sorts of policy measures that Trump is likely to implement and what those policy measures mean for inflation. So I think overall, a fairly gradual approach from the Federal Reserve seems highly likely at the start of next year. And then that approach will evolve depending on how the inflation data develops and obviously what the underlying strength of the US economy looks like in the first half of next year. In terms of the South African data, I think it's useful to have a look at producer inflation numbers that came out for the month of October last week. If we look at PPI inflation at the beginning of this year, it was sitting at 4.7%. The latest number for the month of October shows us that PPI inflation is now minus 0.7%. That's a huge slowdown in producer prices. The reason that's come about is because in each of the last 5 months, we've had a month-on-month decline in producer inflation. And I think that's largely attributable to the lower energy price. Internationally, we've seen oil prices remain reasonably under control. We've seen the currency remain fairly range bound. And the consequence of that is a moderation in our fuel price. We see that moderation in CPI inflation and also now in PPI inflation. And the net result is deflation within producer prices. That minus 0.7% is in fact the lowest level of PPI inflation that South Africa's had in more than 20 years. If we take that in combination with the CPI data, which came out at 2.8%, below the bottom end of our inflation target, then it tells us that inflation is well under control in South Africa. Under those circumstances, the Reserve Bank would be more than justified in cutting interest rates. Now, they have cut and they've continued to cut, but I think the question is, why have they not been more aggressive? And so when we look back at the decision, the most recent decision to cut rates by 25 basis points, if we now look at the PPI data, you could argue that there is compelling reason for them to have cut by 50 basis points. Yet when the governor was asked about that, he said they didn't even discuss the prospect of cutting 50 basis points. All of that suggests that the Reserve Bank is being ultra cautious. They don't want to put any risk into the system. They certainly don't want to risk the rand coming under pressure. They don't want to risk the gains that they've made in getting inflation under control. So I think we can assume that this is a very conservative central bank that is going to be fairly cautious in the early part of next year in terms of the interest rate cycle. I think they continue to cut. I think there's at least 50 or 75 basis points of additional cuts that the Reserve Bank can put in place. But I don't think we can anticipate that they start to accelerate the pace of cuts. I think they'll be more comfortable with a steady 25 basis points at each meeting in the first half of the year. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.